When Daddy Deer was floating on his deathbed, he divvied up the kingdom into two. I got his magic shell and half the sea as well. His trident went to, you know who his trident went to, don't you, babies? My reign, why, it was blissfully delicious, and glamour, glitz, and style were au courant. Did I use some black magic? Well, oopsie, my bad. Did I mutilate, maim, and destroy just a tad? And for that I get banished, but me, I'm not mad. There's just one little thing that I want. Just one eensy teensy thing that I want. I want the good times back. I want those grand old days. I want the twisted nights, the sick delights, the wild soirees. I want those trembling crowds of shellfish cracked and peeled for me to dine. Not because I'm mean or selfish.
No.
I only want what's mine. I want disgusting wealth. I want exquisite sin, want the entire sea to worship me on bended fin. I want to greet my loving subjects and then have them as a snack. Remember those good times? I want them back. Picture it, my sucklings. Pretty soon we'll be back on top, sipping bubbly, eating caviar before it hatches. King Triton is the only thing that stands in our way. If only I can find his Achilles heel, the soft, quivering underbelly beneath all that armor. I'll dethrone him, debone him, and then boys, oh boys, we're back in business. All together now.
You bring the good times back, resume your wacky fun, restore the joyful charm of causing harm to everyone.
I wanna make the merfolk cower like they did in days of yore. Sure, it's sheer abuse of power.
So,
ain't that what power's for? I wanna taste their tears. I wanna hear their screams. I want the special rush you get from crushing hopes and dreams.
It's more than simply sentimental.
It's an
those good times.
Oh God, were they good times.
It's time for good times.
Let's get them back. If only I had a way to make him pay, I'd settle Triton straight.
Poison?
Sure.
Blackmail?
Or
his daughter?
Maybe.
Wait, why didn't we think of it before? His youngest?
The one with the beautiful voice?
Which she takes for granted. A woman doesn't know how precious her voice is until she's been silenced. Ha! Perhaps we could teach them both a lesson. I want the little girl.
Oh.
And boys, I want her back.
Ah?
I want her sitting here to lure her dear devoted dad. I want my goody, goody brother to come rescue her, the sap. And then one way or another,
surprise!
I